Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh, the saints. So we are here again. Who's glad to be in the house? I'm glad to be in the house. We're thankful for those of you who are actually here in the house, and also those who are tuning in online on iChurch. And iChurch is streaming live right now in English and Spanish. Hallelujah. And from what I understand, there's still a couple who are a very dear part of this ministry who are tuning in every Sunday from France. Hallelujah. So we are so thankful for this technology that gets the word around the world. All right. So if you can please turn to Hebrews. If you are a Hebrew scholar, Hebrews is Hebrew. So we've been talking about unleashing the power of the Holy Spirit in our life. The reason why we have to let it unleash it is because we are the only ones that can keep it from operating in our lives by being disobedient, by not applying it. There's so much power that he wants us to live and walk in, but we have to let it, right? We have to let him. The word of Yahweh says, let this mind be in you that is in Mashiach. So we have to allow it to take place in our life. Who wants victory? Who likes winners? I love winners, right? Yahweh is a winner. Yeshua won. He's got the victory. We're his children, so therefore, because he's a winner and we're his children, we're winners just like he is, because we're made in his image. There is no loser in the house of Yahweh. If you are a child of his, you are not a... What is this? Do we have any losers in the house? Do we have any winners in the house? So listen, the word is designed that we win. And you know, it's already been predetermined that we win. He's already said, hey, I've given you the power to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means what? Hurt us. So we have to say, live in the victory. So to unleash this power in our life, we have to live in it. I was talking to somebody. There's a lot of people that call themselves Christians in this day and age. But I see a lot of people calling themselves Christians, but I don't see no fruit. And the word tells me that you will know them by their fruit. So it's hard to know who a believer is nowadays. But I'm looking for fruit now. It's like, oh, you a Christian? Okay, you a believer? So I'm looking at your fruit. I'm looking at how you live. I'm looking what you say. And so in this day and age, we've got to really make sure that we make an impact by being who we say we are, right? If we're believers, believers what? Let me try that again. If we say we're believers, what do believers do?
Believe.
They believe. And so everything that we do in this life is important. Every step that we make, every decision that we make should be that of a believer. So when we go to Hebrews or Ephraim, the second chapter, the first verse, it says what? Therefore, we ought to give the most earnest heed, right? Which means that give regard to the things which we have what? Lest at any time we should what? So we got to stay vigilant, right? And so there are principles that we're supposed to walk in, right? There are ways that we're supposed to act. Otherwise, people don't know you from a person in the world. They don't know that a change has been made in your life if you act like a change has not been made, right? So when we let's go here to Luke, the 11th chapter, and it's the 9th verse. And so I was telling you last week and the week before that we have to be relentless. If we're believers, we got to keep on believing, right? If he told us to stand, we got to keep on what? Standing. And so the problem is that believers aren't consistent. We as believers are not consistent. We're not always believing. And we've got to always believe. We're not always standing. We should always stand. This is a problem. There's a song, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe it goes back, maybe even before my time. Sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes what? Was that in your age?
Yeah.
Okay, Apostle said that was before his age. So was it sometimes what? Up? Sometimes what? Sometimes what? Level to the ground. Level to the ground sounds like you're still kind of down. Right? But what does that mean? There's an inconsistency. Sometimes I'm feeling good. Sometimes I'm feeling bad. And sometimes I'm just knocked out, laid prostrate on the ground, right? And so that's the story of many believers. And hey, I used to be that dude. Sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes what? Anybody was that person? Somebody's still that person, huh? But that's why we're talking victory. Because Yahweh wants us to be what? Consistent. We always, listen, sometimes we might feel down, but then we gotta what? Speak. The word says, let the weak say I'm what? Strong. And then when you let that come out of your mouth, what starts to happen? Holy Ghost gets stirred up. See, anytime I talk the word, Holy Ghost gets excited. See, some of y'all, the Holy Ghost trying to get excited, but you don't give him no word. He gets excited when you speak it, when you say. So, hey, he didn't say we weren't going to feel weak. But when we start feeling a little, we say, let the weak say, I'm strong. When we start feeling like, you know, we're forgotten or depressed, or he says, wait, I made you the head and not the tail. Sometimes we feel knocked down, he says, wait, no. I made you to be above and what? Not beneath, right? So how can you not get your mind right when you hear that word? Somebody came in low. Somebody came in here depressed. But I'm here to tell you today, you don't have to stay that way. Say it right now. If you were feeling that way, say, I'm strong. Say, I'm the head. Say, hey, I'm above. Now give them thanksgiving for it. That's what you do, right? Okay. So we got to stay consistent. So Luke 11 chapter 9th verse says what? And I say unto you, there's these three things. Ask. It's not enough that you just ask. He says seek. Why? The asking is the use of your mouth to say, Father, this is what I need. The seeking is anticipation. I'm anticipating. Whatever I ask for, hey, it's coming, right? I'm looking for it. I have a great expectation that this is going to come to pass, right? And then he says what? Knock. But I don't already ask and I'm seeking. Well, what is the knocking for? And I told you all, it's a door. A door is just a barrier. You got to keep on. He's expecting you to ask. He's expecting, don't stop there. He's saying, seek, keep on looking to see my manifestation. And what? If you come up against the door, just, he said, don't trip. Some of y'all, when you come against the door, you start tripping. He says, don't trip when you come to the door. Just what? Address the door. And guess what happens? If you do that, it's going to what? Open. And so many people, I said this last week, they knock on the door and then they run away. Well, the door ain't open, so I'ma just, let me see if I can find another way in. No. And then when the door open, you gone. Where you at? You gotta be relentless. Say that. Because your breakthrough is on the what? The other side. So we were talking about a woman last week who was relentless. And if we go to Luke, the 8th chapter, she didn't let nothing stop her from getting what she wanted from Yahweh. And so when we talk about unleashing the power, we have to believe. And so if you go to Luke, the 8th chapter, the 43rd verse, it's saying what? A woman who had an issue of blood, 12 years, had spent, she had a disease in her body, which had spent her living on physicians, and she could not be healed of any. 44 says, came behind him, Yeshua. She had heard that there was a man who was believed to be the Messiah or the Mashiach. And he was coming to her town. And many years before, it was prophesied that the Son of Righteousness would come with what? Healing in his wings. And we found out last week that the prayer garment, the tallit, had sleeves, which were called the tzitzit, or the wings. And she believed if she could just touch that wing on his sleeve, she said, he don't even have to touch me. I don't have to touch him. All I got to do is just touch the wing. And if I touch the wing, I'm going to be healed. So she risked everything. She went out there and said, hey, he's coming to my town. Yeah, there's a bunch of people that are following him, but I'm coming. And I'm going to get close enough to him that I'm going to touch that. And so it says here in the 44th verse, and he touched the border or the wing or the tzitzit of his garment, and immediately she was healed. Not next week, but she was healed what? Right now. And 45 says, Yeshua said, who touched me? Wait a minute, there's crowds of people. There's thousands of people, right? And Caiaphas or Peter, he says, when they all denied, they were like, we ain't touch you. They denied it, right? Because he's like, who, somebody touched me. He was like, we didn't touch you. But then Peter says, and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng, there's a crowd all around you. And not only are they around, they pressing on you. And you got the nerve to say, who touched me? Anybody could have touched him. But then he says this, and this is where he messed me up. 46 said, Yeshua said, somebody touched me. Let me tell you why. Because I perceived that the virtue has gone out of me. Well, when we look up the word virtue, right? It means dunamis. Dunamis, the word virtue, when we look it up in the Greek, is dynamis, dunamis. And that's the wonder-working power. So he's saying, wait, I know somebody touched me because the power went out of me. I felt the dunamis leave me. And not only did it leave me, but it went out and it did something. So anytime you believe in Yahweh for something, you are drawing on the very power. Come on, you about the very power. And that power goes out, and it what?
does what it's supposed to. And what it's supposed to do? What you're expecting. She expected that when she touched it, the garment, she'd be healed. She didn't even have to talk to him. Who said that? She didn't even have to talk to him. She just knew that if she grabbed him, it was what? Grabbed the garment, and what happened? Boom. The power, the healing, whatever her request was made. And so anytime you need to believe Yahweh for something, you're drawing on that power. And then whatever that power goes out, he said this, my word will not return unto me void, but it will accomplish what? That what I said. So whatever I say is going to what? It's going to happen. So she said, if I could just but touch it. And so 47 says what? When she saw she was not hid, because he was like, somebody touched me. And and he didn't stop. I want to know who it is. Right? Who was that? Who had enough faith? Come on. Who had enough faith to draw power out of me? Because that's what it takes. It took her belief to draw it out. Right? So he was like, somebody with great faith. And so the woman said when she saw she was healed, she came before him, falling down before him. And she declared unto him before all the people for what cause. She told everybody, this is the reason why I touched him. I heard he was going to be here. And he's here. And I went to where he was. And then I touched him. I touched that garment. And guess what? Immediately healed. And so she says, and so she was healed immediately. And 48 says this. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Don't trip. It's okay. He says, because thy, come on, get this. Was it Yeshua's faith? He didn't even know at the time she was there until she touched. He said, your faith. Point to yourself. Say, my faith. It's made be whole. It's about your faith. Listen, you want deliverance. You want healing. You want breakthrough. You got to believe it. You know, you got to believe that it's done. You got to believe that when you ask, the very creative power of Yahweh is drawn down to accomplish whatever it is that you need him to do. And this is a problem. We're not believing enough. You ain't getting stuff. You ain't seeing the manifestation. Something's wrong with your believing. Your believing is broke. Because your faith has a quality to it. Your faith can be, what did Yeshua say to Kepha? Isn't it interesting that Kepha is Peter, is in this situation, right? Because he was in a situation where he was supposed to be walking on the water. And Yeshua said, come on. And he took a couple of steps. And this is the thing. How many steps did he take? Somebody say two. One or two or whatever. But guess what? He was doing it. But the word says he started what? Looking at the what? Wind and the waves. And in our life, he's telling us, hey, you asked me for something. Come on. Walk it out. Get it? Are you getting this? He's saying walk it out. If you believe it, walk it out. But Father, it's water. That don't mean nothing. If you believe it, you can still walk on the water. You got to walk it out. And he walked a couple of steps. But then he started looking at stuff. So this is what I'm saying to you. Your situation is the same.
He's saying, come on. And you start looking at the circumstances. The circumstances is your wind.
The situation is your waves. How that gonna be?
I heard people tell that. You believe in Yahweh? Well,
how he gonna do? Don't worry about how he gonna do it. You couldn't handle it anyway. If he gave you the details, you couldn't handle it. So what? Just what? Trust him. But guess what? He started looking at the circumstances and he started to what? Sing. And what did Yeshua say to him? Oh, ye of little faith. Your faith can have a quality. Your faith can be great. The word talks about great faith, right? The centurion who sent one of his people because his servant was sick. And he says, listen, all you got to do is send the word. You don't even have to come to my house. Just send the word and I know he'll be healed. And Yeshua said, I have never seen such great faith. So we got little faith. He got great faith, right? And then there's some instances in the word where he says, some have been given to shipwreck faith. Meaning, you done. Something happened and you just don't believe. Your faith was shipwrecked. But I'm telling y'all, some of y'all got shipwrecked faith. Some of y'all got little faith. Some of y'all got great faith. But guess what? We've all been given the same measure of faith. Amen. Tell your neighbor, what you gonna do with it? It's all about you. And I was saying this last week, don't hate on me because my faith is working. I'm just doing, we had the same amount. I didn't get more faith than you. We got the measure. The Bible says, the King James Version says the measure. The New King James says a measure. That's not correct. It's the measure, meaning that we all get the what? Same amount. But, you know, you got to grow this thing. How many years was she sitting there pondering on, if he got healing in his wings, I need him. I done tried everything else. I need him. And her faith began to what? Grow. Tell your neighbor, you better grow your faith. Don't get mad. I didn't mean for you to say that part. But you have to do this, right? And so anytime you're believing for something, and every time you, listen, this is how my faith grows. I started out with my hangnail. Come on. I mean, how am I going to believe in something big if I didn't start off with something small? I started with the... You have an opportunity. When your nose start running, you got an opportunity. Some of y'all hacking right now. In the name of Yeshua, yes. By his stripes, I'm healed. I don't receive this cold. I don't receive this. I cast this sickness down to the pit in the mighty name of Yeshua. That's faith. But instead, what do? Oh, my cold. I'm coming down with some, oh, my allergy. Oh, I'm so sick right now. And he's trying to heal you, but then you get on the phone to call your job. Y'all were trying to, he's trying to heal you, but you just want to stay sick. But you got to start off that's with the small things. Start with the stuffy nose. Start with the sore throat. Start with the paper cut. And then you start what? And building it up so that when the doctor try to tell you some report about you got something in you, you can say in the mighty name of Yeshua, dry up right now, heal right now, remove this. And guess what I found out? How many many testimonies are in the house, either you or somebody that you were believing with, where the cancer was gone. The thing dried up. They didn't see it no more on the x-ray. That's your faith. Say, I gotta walk it out. You gotta walk it out. And so this is what we're talking about. Think the power of Yahweh is manifest and unleashed when we walk it out. That's what we gotta do. And so there are things. Go to Acts. And before we even go there, you're still in Acts, but go to the fifth chapter. He said that these signs shall follow them that believe. And there was a lot of stuff that he read there in the book of Acts. So understand this, in Acts, that was when the Holy Ghost fell. Right? So then you have all these people, these believers who are believing. Say, believers who are believing. And studies show that maybe it was about 100-something folk, roughly, within that. The church was growing after that point of Pentecost, but 100-something folks, right? And I was sharing this with the ministers this morning. That church was so on fire. When you get a smaller group of people that really believe, there's so many great things that could happen. Yes, but now, I believe that the church world, the first church was like 100-something people when it first started. Now, we got, I think, 2 billion, quote-unquote, Christians. Well, it seems like the more people you got, the more power. But I don't know who said it, Puffy or somebody said more. He said, more money, more problems. But let me change it. More people, more problems. Because Yeshua even tried to do some miracles in his hometown. And even his own hometown. And he could not get no respect in his own hometown. So the word says there weren't no miracles done that day because people wouldn't believe. But this church in Acts, see, we're still in the Acts church because he has not come back yet. So the power that we saw in Acts can still happen, what? Right now. So when we go to the fifth verse of Acts, the 14th chapter says, and believers were what? More added. Not people. See, you can add people. You can have a big, giant church, but we could have 5,000 folks. People. But I'd rather have 200 believers. Any believers in the house? Right? You can get crowds of people, but you're going to get some folks to believe. And he added believers. And it says, multitudes, both of what? Men and women. 15th verse. So much that the believers brought forth the sick into the streets. And then they laid them on beds and couches in the street, that at least the shadow of Kepha passing them might overshadow some of them. Come on, y'all. That's the kind of power. I'm sorry. I don't mean to yell. But when I think about the power that is available to us, that self-same power, the power hasn't changed. We have. The power is still there. The power is still able. But we're the ones that don't believe. These folks believed so much that they were laying people in the streets on beds and couches with the expectation that if
Peter or Cephas' shadow passed them, something was going to happen.
What is going to happen when homeboy's shadow?
16th verse. There came a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one.
Somebody got to believe that. Come on. We should be so on fire that our shadow. But you know what that means, right? We got this power in us, this dunamis, this wonder-working power. But if we really let that take over and unleash in our life, when that comes, start coming out, it's even in our shadow. Can you imagine the power in your shadow? And people was getting healed like that.
So understanding this, this is the type, say, this is the type of power that was available and is available. I believe that. No. This is the type of power
that was available
and is available.
I believe that.
Some. So if you believe that, there is this word called expectation. There is this word called anticipation. Tell your neighbor, wait. But don't do this if you don't believe it. If you believe it, tell your neighbor, I expect this. Wait. Did you feel that? There was a wave of power. And when, try one more time. Tell somebody, I expect this.
I expect it. I expect it. I speak over it. I expect it. I speak over it and then I expect it. That's the way it works. And if you got the power to speak something, why not speak the word? Why not speak the power? We speak the complaint. We speak that with a quickness. But if we got a choice between speaking defeat and speaking victory, I choose victory. I choose victory. I choose victory. And tell yourself, I choose victory. I choose victory. But victory has to be in what you say. Victory has to be in what you do. Victory has to be in how you act. Victory has to be in what you think. And if you walk that out, those are the principles. And so we were talking last week about principles. Let's go to the third chapter of Acts. Just turn back a little bit. So with this expectation, this is what happens. There are so many laws, and this is why we miss out, because we are not following the principles. For instance, if you don't want to get sick, you should be washing your hands. It's a principle. Right? Am I in a group of people that wash their hands? Okay. I mean, it's a principle, right? Right? It should be a principle that before you start eating, it's a prayer. Well, you wash your hands, yes. But then before you eat, you should use the prayer principle.
Meaning you what?
Pray for your food.
It's a principle. Say it's a principle. And so why do we walk in those principles? Because we expect that if we wash our hands, the germs will be gone, right? But some of y'all don't even stop at washing your hands. You get some of that alcohol stuff. Right? When I see people that don't wash their hands, I mean, I'm just saying. When you go to the water room, does anybody know what I'm talking about? There's a door that's marked men's and women's. And if I'm in there with you, bro, and you come out, and I'm heading for the sink, and you head for the door, you're not operating in the principle. And my principle is that if I catch you outside that door and you try to shake my hand or something, because I know that you're not what? Operating in the principle. When you use the restroom, I don't care how quick you might think, but it's a principle. And we operate in principles because we expect a favorable what? Outcome. It's favorable expectations, favorable outcome. So a lot of times we don't get the things because we're not walking in principles. This is a principle. If you believe in Yahweh for something, you don't go and tell somebody it's not going to happen.
Come on now.
Case in point. Will you, Pastor Tom, will you believe with me for this job? Okay, so let's agree and pray about it. Okay, we did that. And then you go to Bobby Jack, and say, I don't think I'm going to get that job. Well, you done canceled out our prayer, bro. Because I prayed a prayer with an anticipation and expectation. But see, you should have been operating the principles that everything that comes out of your mouth from henceforward is going to be a word of power. But then when you go and say, no, I don't think I'm going to get it. I'm not qualified. Oh, dude, you messed up. Guess what? If you're a child of Yahweh, you're favored. And even if you're not qualified, he will get you the position. Because guess what? He's the one that will qualify you. So the principle is you got to walk in the belief. So understanding this, when we go to the third chapter of Acts, we expect something. So the first verse says, now when Kepha and Johanan, or Peter and John, went up together. Hey, wait, were they alone? They were about to do something, what? Together. Law of agreement. Principle of agreement. Sometimes you need to agree with somebody. I told you this last week, right? Sometimes your faith might be little, right? But listen, if y'all gonna pray with me, if you want me to come into agreement, if you stop me and say, listen, I need you to pray with me, you better believe. Don't have me stop and pray for you and then you mess it up. You start doubting. Listen, from henceforward, I'm only praying with people who believe. Because I'm expecting, then they'll come back. See, it passed the time, prayed for me, and it didn't even happen. Well, what you do, bro? According to your faith, be it done unto you. I'm agreeing. But if y'all need somebody to agree with you, find a person that got some faith. You can't agree with everybody. Am I right, Apostle? He said, I'm right. You can't just pull out some randomness. You better get somebody who has a track record of walking in the principles. I don't want nobody. anybody who don't testify. Because if you testify, that means he's doing some stuff in your life. If he's doing something for you, how can you keep it to yourself? If he came through, if he did what he said he'd do, how could you, like, not tell nobody? Come on, the God I serve is strong and mighty. Strong and mighty is our God. Teresa sings this song, my favorite song. Yes, it's my favorite song. I must say, I declare there's nobody like him. Come on. I declare. I'm saying it. I'm confessing it. That there's what? There's nobody like him. So if he does something, I'm going to what? I'm going to declare it. Tell your neighbor, you better declare it. Come on. And so when I see this, Peter and Johannes, law of agreement, principle of agreement, they went together in the temple at the hour. Say the principle of timing. And some of y'all miss out because you're late. These dudes, you can set the clock to when they showed up. They knew that there was a prayer service, or they knew that there was a worship or a reading, and they showed up on time. Because when there was a reading, when there was a worship, when there was something going on, the very power of Yahweh is in operation. The Holy Ghost is moving at 11 o'clock, and you got the nerve to come at 11:15. He moved. What happened? Sister, I can't tell you what happened. I can't even describe it to you. You have to tell your neighbor, you have to be there. And it says, so they went to the temple at the hour. It's the principle of what? Timing. It's all about position. You got to be there. Of prayer being in the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily. Say, the principle of routine. Consistency. Every day. They laid this dude there what? Every day. Why did they lay the dude there every day? Because he was expecting something. Say consistency.
Consistency.
Say it like I did. Consistency. You gotta be consistent, right? It's a principle. Some of y'all give up on the first. No, keep on. Keep on keeping on. Right? And so they laid him there daily at the gate of the temple, which is called what? Beautiful. And I said that this was a law, a principle too. Excellence. That they called it this place. It's beautiful. It was excellent. It's the principle of Yahweh's best. I expect Yahweh's best. Excellence is Yahweh's best. He gave his best. Why don't we give our best? He gave his best so that we would experience his best. So that's a principle. I'm always expecting Yahweh's best. Mm-mm. And when you expect Yahweh's best, you can't settle for less. Quote me. Can't settle for less. To ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Say the principle of access. They went in. Say they went in. Right? We have access. And I told you last week, we don't have to wait for a year like the priest did. We can just go in. Isn't it wonderful that we can just instantly, even if you're in your car, you can go into the temple of worship. If you're in your cubicle at work, you can just what? Go in. Tell yourself, I got access. Just go in. Right? And if we're not operating in that principle and knowing that we can go in anytime, then we're missing out. You guys should be operating in all this stuff. Asking of alms, right? And fourth verse says, and Caiaphas fastened
his eye upon him with Yohanan and said, look on us. Principle of focus. Principle of focus. Look, he said, why did he tell the guy, look on us? Look here. Look where your deliverance is about to come. Let me get your attention. See, and some of y'all are not operating on the principle of focus right now. You should be focusing on this word that's going forth. But you're on your cell phone, or you're thinking about the greens that are cooking on the stove. Why do I always go to the food? I don't know. But see, that you guys miss out on stuff because you're not focused. You know, sometimes we got people walking in and out, and you know, they should be in here listening to the word, but they don't have no focus. And we grown folk. The children's church is in the children's church. You grown folks should have enough that you know what your focus should be. We struggling with the kids' focus, but we shouldn't have to struggle with the adult focus. They got a word for that. Is it, what is adult ADD? Is it, did they have special ADD for adults? What is it? It's adult with ADD. So it's ADD. That's a problem. That's what Kefa was, that's what Yeshua was trying to sell Kefa. Focus. Look at me. If you look at me, you'll make it across this. And so he told the man, he said, man probably looking at him, he said, nuh-uh. Look right here. Say principle of focus. Some of y'all not operating in that. Now or ever, get it together. And it says what? And he gave heed, fifth verse, he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something from them. Principle of what? Expectation. Come on. He was expecting money. But he was obedient when they said focus. Right? And he was expecting to receive something. And then Kefa said, listen, dude, silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, and I've got some stuff. You know, that's what was going on. He was like, listen, I ain't got no money, but I got something more powerful than that. Hey, I got something that even my shadow has the power of Yahweh operating in it. It wasn't about him. It was about the power that he knew that was working inside of him. So I ain't got no silver and gold, but I got some Holy Ghost. And such as I have, I'm giving it to you. Such as I have, I'm giving it to you. Such as I have, I'm giving it to you. You can't give nobody nothing unless you ain't got it yourself. You gotta have this belief. You gotta know that this thing is gonna go out and do what it says it's gonna do. Such as I have, what he got? Say the principle of substance. I know what I got has some substance to it. I know it's substantial. I got the very power of Yahweh operating in my life. Well, you got money? No, it's not about that. Yo, listen, y'all putting your faith in money, that thing ain't gonna be worth nothing. The euro and all that other kind of stuff is losing its value every day. But the power that we got operating in us, come on. You can't. So such as I have, I give unto you in the name of Yeshua, Messiah of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Get up. Come on. He said, listen, I got power, and all I have to do to unleash it is call upon the name of Yeshua, Messiah. And when I call
name, whoosh. That dunamis power is what? Going out. And he spoke it. He said, rise up and walk. And seven says, and he took him by the right hand. Huh? He was too slow. Apostle said he was too slow. He was like, listen, the power that already went down, the power is already working in your bones. Let me help you up. Principle of support. Sometimes we got to go back. Sometimes we got to go and help some folks up. Come on now. So what did they do? Principle of support, right? Do you see all these principles that's in these just few scriptures? That if we walk in this, so they went and grabbed him by the right hand and lifted him up, law of the principle of support, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. Come on, somebody. The principle of receiving. Come on, because sometimes, you know, y'all don't even, y'all been trying to move, but you even have the capacity to receive it. You know, I don't care. I'm ready to receive whatever he got for me. You know what? I'm always open. And some of y'all only open up on Sundays, maybe on a Monday, maybe on a Wednesday. Listen, I stay open. I stay ready because he is dispensing stuff. He's dispensing blessings. He's dispensing peace and all these things, and I'm ready to receive it. 24/7, Yahweh, send it to me. I'm ready. In the midnight hour, hey, I'm open, Yahweh. I'm ready. So you got to receive. And eight, I'm almost done. And he leaping up. We're talking about the band now. Leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping. So he was walking and leaping on the outside, and then when he got inside, he was walking and leaping. Come on. Why was the man walking and leaping? He received his healing. He received his deliverance, right? And as the people saw him walking and praising, who saw it? The people. Say the principle of visibility, which is your testimony. Hey, when y'all would do something for me, it's visible. If I'm going to be transparent about it. You know, if he moved in my life, I got to tell somebody. And so the people saw him. Say the law of praise and worship. Man, he got it, and he was what? Praising. If you walk in these principles, everything that this man received, you can receive the same thing too. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? Do you believe this? Do you believe it? Then act like you believe it. Operate in one of them principles. Thanksgiving, right? Receiving, right? Agreement, visibility, right? We know what we need. He knows what we need. Hey, principle of expectation. Are you expecting something today? Hallelujah. Come on. Let's go in for a moment. Father Yabba. Oh, Father Yabba. We thank you. We praise you for the access that we have to you through the name of Yeshua Mashiach. We praise you, Father Yabba, for all the things that you're showing us and you provided for us. And you just want us to walk in. So things that have kept us primarily have been fear and unbelief. So right now we cast down fear in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Fear is under our feet. We cast down doubt and unbelief. Doubt and unbelief are under our feet. They have no place.
but rather we stand in a place of expectation. We stand in faith, believing, knowing that all the things that you say that you're going to provide, you're going to do that. We believe it. It's not material. Believing for our healing, believing for our deliverance. We're believing for our shalom, our peace that passes all understanding. Whatever we need from you, we know it's available. So right now, we thank you, praise you, we honor you. If we haven't walked in the principles, forgive us. We haven't walked it out like you were expecting Kepha to do, forgive us. But Father, we're going to walk the waters. We're not going to look at the circumstances. We're not going to look at the wind and the waves. But rather, we're going to focus. The principle of focusing on you. Our Redeemer. Our Savior. Our Deliverer. We look to you. So we give you all the honor and the glory that you so deserve. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. And amen. If you believe that, say amen. Hallelujah.